my Bible. This is the true word of God. The word of God is true. I believe what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I believe God has given us this word. I believe God has given us this book. So I can live a victorious Christian life. Not just when I died, but right now, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Open your Bibles to John chapter 16. Amen. Amen. John chapter 16. Amen. Chad and Chew. Amen. Chad and Chew. April the 27th, 2024. Mm-hmm. Whose shoes are you wearing? Well, I have on my own right now. Amen, amen, amen. John chapter 16, amen. Seems like I just used this scripture not too long ago as I was working on this lesson yesterday, but how many of you know this is a rhema word? Amen, amen, amen. John chapter 16, are you there yet? I want you to go all the way to verse number 27. 27. The Bible says, for the Father himself loveth you. Jesus is talking to his disciples. For the Father himself loveth you because you have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father and am come into the world again, of the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. Jesus' disciples said to him, lo, now you're speaking plainly, and you're not speaking in a proverb. You know, many times when Jesus talked to the disciples, he spoke in parables, you know, okay? An earthly story with a spiritual meaning. That's what a parable is. And so this time he's just talking straight to them, and they're like, whoa, you know, yeah, now this is good, because, you know, we don't have to try to figure out what you're trying to say. Jesus, you're speaking plainly to us. Y'all still with me? Amen. And then in verse 30, they says, now are we sure? Somebody said, are we sure? Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, Jesus, that you know all things, and you don't need no man. Okay. Amen. Let me just read what the Bible says instead of me trying to say something in my own words. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, verse 30, and needeth not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. Y'all still with me? They said, by this we believe that you actually did come from God, Jesus. And Jesus answered them and said, do you now believe? In other words, I like the NIV. It's an exclamation point. So now you believe. That's what he said to him. Y'all still with me? And then he said in verse 32, he said, behold, the hour is coming, and it now is come, that you shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. And he told them in verse 33, he says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you, King James says might, most of the translation says may. I like the other translations better because might mean you might not. But he says, in me you may have what? Peace. In the world you shall have what? Tribulation. He said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world. Amen. It seems like not too long ago when I was teaching a message that I read this scripture. Not too long ago, you know, because I teach so many messages, I really don't keep up with them as far as what date I taught this or date I taught that. But when I was reading this scripture yesterday, it seemed like recently I read this scripture, maybe another message I was teaching. But how many of you know the word of God is true? And how many of you know God knows what we need to hear? As Nene said, maybe even just one person. Y'all still with me? You know, maybe just one person. But God knows what we need to hear. So I was like, okay, let me move on in this lesson. So because Jesus said, in me, in the things I have spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. The word tribulation means trouble, okay, or problems. Y'all still with me? And then he says, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Amen. So in John chapter 16, Jesus continued, okay, to prepare his disciples for his departure from the earth back to the Father. Y'all still with me? You know, in John chapter 14, he was telling them, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, also believe in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it was not so, I would not have told you. So in John 16, he's continuing to prepare them for his departure. And he let them know that once he departs, they will face many troubles. Okay? Once he departs, that they will face many troubles. And the reason they will face many troubles is because they happen to live in this world where trouble resides. Y'all still with me? Now, after all, the Bible, and I don't know, maybe you've seen scripture, but I've never seen anything in the Bible when Jesus was walking with the disciples. I've never seen anything that said they had major problems while Jesus was with them. I mean, we know that Judas had a problem because, you know, what he did to Jesus. Y'all still with me? But I've never read anywhere in the Gospels where the disciples had any major problems while Jesus was with them. Amen. But now Jesus was talking to them about troubles that they will face when he leave them. Y'all still with me? He's talking about troubles and having problems. I mean, can you just imagine how the disciples were probably feeling when Jesus started talking to them about troubles and problems? I mean, they've been walking with him, and he's feeding them bread and giving them drink, and they see this, they see that, and, you know, they're going fishing, and he's helping them catch more fish. I mean, you know, they're living a good life. And all of a sudden, here is Jesus talking about, I'm getting ready to go. You're going to have trouble. Elder Perlo, Tony, you know what I'm talking about, right? We talked about it on Wednesday. Yeah, thank you, remind me, please. Amen. Here he is talking about troubles. The disciples probably like, what's trouble? We never had that before. Are y'all still with me? Amen. But Jesus talked to them about what was to come, okay? He talked to them about what was to come, and prior to telling them about the trouble that was going to come, Jesus talked to them he gave them some words of encouragement. How many of you know everyone needs words of encouragement sometimes? He gave them some words of encouragement before he even talked to them about the troubles to prepare them for what he was going to talk to them about the troubles about. I know that don't make sense, but stay with me. Amen. I want you to look at verse 27. First of all, he told them that God loved them, okay? He said, my Father loved you. And he told them the reason why my Father loved you is because, he said, you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. He said, so God loves you. He wanted them to know that, okay? That's very important. It's very important for us to know that God loves us, amen? Because when you love someone, when you really love someone, I'm not talking about when you just say, I love you, but when you really love someone, you take care of them, okay? Are y'all still with me? Amen. And then he told them that he came from the Father. Very important, okay? He said he came from the Father, and he's going back to the Father, okay? He said it in verse 28. He came from the Father, and he's going back to the Father, okay? So number one, he told them the Father loved them. That's encouraging. And then he told them he came from the one who loved them, and he's going back to the one who loved them. Are y'all still with me? Amen. And after he said those things to the disciples confessed to Jesus. They confessed to Jesus that they believed in him, and they really believed that he came from the Father. I mean, they confessed it out of their mouth. They said in verse number 30, they said, we are sure thou knowest all things, and needeth not that any man should ask thee. By this, we believe that thou camest from the Father. Y'all still with me? Or from God? Y'all see that? So he They confessed that to him. He told them where he came from. He told them where he was going back to. And they confessed, Jesus, we know that you are who you say you are. And we know that you are came from who you say you came from. Did y'all see that? They confessed it. Now stay with me. Because a lot of times Christians confess things, but they don't live by their confession. Are y'all still with me? Amen. So when they said that Jesus told them, he told them, number one, he had already spoken to them about God's love. Okay, y'all, you know, he told them that God loved them. And he also told them why he was going back to the Father. Okay. He told them that God loved them, and he told them why he was going back to the Father. And the reasons why he told them that was to let them know, okay, that he was not going to be around them much longer, okay? When the Bible tells us here in verse number 32, the Bible says, behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that you shall be scattered, every man to his own, some translations say own house, and shall leave me alone, yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. Are y'all still with me? In other words, he said, I'm not going to be around you much longer in here on this earth. You know, but don't think I'm going to be alone, because God is going to be with me. Okay. He said, I'm not going to be with you much longer. Okay? That's what that means there. Okay. He let them know. Okay. He also wanted them to know that although he was not going to be with them on the earth, that they can still have peace. Okay. Although he's not going to be with them any longer, they can still have peace. Are y'all still with me? That tells me that when they were with Jesus on this earth, they were living a peaceful life. They did not have to do anything. All they had to do was just follow Jesus. Jesus said, lay down your cross and just follow me. Y'all still with me? So they were at peace. You know how it is when someone is not in charge of anything, and they are followers, and they always try to tell the leader how to do things, but for themselves, they at peace. Because they don't have to do anything, just follow the leader. But have you ever been in a situation where the leader is gone, now the follower have to become the leader? All of a sudden, they're not at peace anymore. They realize that, man, I didn't realize the leader did all of this. Yes, he does. They just criticize him. What I can do, yeah, my way is better than your way. But then now he's gone. Now you in charge. Now what you going to do? All of a sudden, that peace went out the back door. So Jesus was letting them know that, listen, although I'm leaving you, you can still have what? Peace. Are y'all still with me? Amen, amen, amen. And he also let them know why, I already said this, why he was going back to the Father. Amen. He told them that the reason why I'm going back to the Father is because God, the one who loves you, is greater than I am. Well, Pastor, I didn't see all that in John chapter 16. Well, that's okay. Go to John chapter 14. Go to John 14. Are y'all still with me? He told them, he said, because God loves you, although I'm leaving you, you can still have peace. Y'all still with me? Are you at John chapter 14? I want you to look all the way down to verse number 27. 27. Stay with me. Y'all good? He said in verse 27, he says, what? Peace I leave you, and my peace I give you. Not as the world give I unto you. He said, let not your heart be troubled, okay? Because in verse 16, he said, they're going to face trouble. He said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Verse 28 said, you have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you will rejoice because I said, I go unto the who? Father. For my Father, who loves you, by the way, for my Father is greater than I. Jesus is telling them that because God loves you, although I'm going to him because of his love and because you love me, you will still be able to have peace, although I will not be with you on this earth. Are y'all still with me? Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Y'all still with me? Are you sure? You ready? You ready to roll? You ready to roll? Amen. I want you to go back to John chapter 16. Amen. Because in verse 33, once again, he said, these things, everything I just told you, everything we just talked about, he said, these things I have spoken unto you that in me, somebody say in me, not in your friend, not in your mother, father, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, cat, dog, rabbit. He said, in me, you may have what? Peace. In the world, you shall or will have trouble, tribulation. He says, but be of good cheer because I have what? Overcome the world. Amen. Jesus is saying this. Listen, he says, although I am leaving you, okay, with peace, there is something in this world. There is something in this world that will attack your peace. Although I'm leaving you peace, there is something in this world that will attack your peace. Y'all still with me? And the thing that will attack your peace is called tribulation or trouble. Tribulation or trouble. Say it either way you want. I'm leaving you peace, but there is something in this world that will attack your peace. And that thing is called tribulation or trouble. If you're looking for a title for today's message, it is called the greatest enemy to your peace. The greatest enemy to your peace. Are y'all still with me? The greatest enemy to your peace. Amen, amen, amen. He says, in me, you might have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. Now, what exactly is Jesus talking about here? Amen. Because just like the disciples back in those days, there are a lot of troubles that we have in this world that are attacking our peace. And Jesus is telling us that although trouble attacks our peace, we do not have to submit to the trouble because of peace. He said once again, he says, in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. How many of you know that you are in the world? And how many of you know that as a Christian, you are also in Jesus? But although you are in the world, because see, there are some people who are in the world and they are in Jesus. There are some people who are in the world and they are not in Jesus. You and I, if we are Christians, we happen to be in both places, in the world and in Jesus. But the thing about it is that although we're in the world and trouble resides in this world, because we're in Jesus, and Jesus has already overcome the world, that means that Jesus has already overcome the trouble that tries to attack your peace. So although you are in the world, if you are in Jesus, you can overcome the peace because, overcome the trouble because the trouble is a part of the world that Jesus has already overcome. Did I lose anybody? Okay. Yes, you're going to have trouble. See? Because the same thing that attacked the peace of the disciples and the apostles, it was the same thing that's attacking Christians' peace today, and it is called trouble, because trouble is the greatest enemy to peace. But although it's the greatest enemy, Jesus has already overcome it. That's why he says, I'm going away, but I leave you peace. Not the world's kind of peace, but my kind of peace. In other words, what he's talking about there is the God kind of peace, or the peace of God. Are y'all still with me? Amen. See, we have to understand something about trouble. Because apparently, for Jesus to want them to know that, that must have been a serious thing there. He wanted them to know that. Yeah, you can still have peace, but trouble's going to attack it. You know, as Christians, we must understand that trouble comes in many forms. Trouble is not just trouble. There are many forms of trouble. And trouble will try to get to you by any means necessary. And to me also, because trouble don't like me either. But like I've said many times before, I'm so glad that trouble don't last always. Trouble comes in the form of panic. Trouble comes in the form of fear. Trouble comes in the form of burdens. Trouble comes in the forms of misery. Trouble comes in the forms of distress. Trouble comes in the forms of stress. Trouble comes in the forms of hardships. Trouble comes in the forms of harassment. Trouble comes in the forms of disturbances. There are many different forms of trouble. And all of it's coming to do the same thing, to trouble you. Are you all still with me? Amen. It can come in many forms, many ways. It can come by a person bringing trouble into your life, a place that you are, or a thing. Person, place, or thing. Are y'all still with me? Amen. It can attack your mind. It can attack your body. Are y'all still with me? Talking about trouble. The thing that Jesus warned them about. Amen. Trouble can come in many shapes, many sizes, and many forms. Talking about troubles. Talking about problems. Everything could be going great for you, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here comes trouble. Are y'all still with me? Amen, amen, amen. It comes to attack your peace, to number one, destroy you mentally. Number two, to separate you from God's word. Number three, to separate you from God. To cause you to focus on it instead of focusing on God. Are y'all still with me? Amen. Jesus told his disciples, okay, you will have troubles because you live in this world. He said, but if you believe in what you say you believe, y'all still with me? If you believe in what you say you believe and remain in me, you will have peace over your troubles. If you believe in what you say you believe, well, what did they say? Look at verse number 30. Look at verse number 30. The Bible says, the disciples said, now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou comest forth from God. If you believe what you say, you and stay in me, you'll have peace. Well, Pastor, why are you hitting on that? The reason why I'm focusing on that is because Christians say all the time, Jesus is Lord, he's number one in my life. There's no better place I want to be than in his presence. I can do all things through Christ. The Lord shall supply my need. Trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not to thy own understanding. I love God. He's watching over me. The peace of God passes all understanding. And then when trouble comes, all of a sudden they forget what they have confessed out of their mouth. And the reason why many of them of us forget is because we didn't believe what we confessed in the first place. That's why Jesus said, all right, you confessed it. We know you're God. We believe that you came forth from the Father. Trouble doesn't care what you say. Trouble wants to see what you're going to do. It wants to see what I'm going to do, because the word is for me too. Y'all still with me? Amen. So if we believe in what we confess out of our mouth and we remain in Jesus, he said, in me. He said, if you remain in me, Christian, listen to this. No matter what trouble brings your way, no matter what trouble brings with it when it comes to attack you, it does not matter. No matter what it is, you will always be able to overcome it if you are in Jesus, if you remain in him. Because he said once again, verse 33, these things I have spoken to you that in me you might have peace. Once again, notice he didn't say in yourself. He said, in me you might have peace. In me you might have peace. Well, Pastor, how is that? Well, I've already told us. The reason why he said it is because he has overcome the world, and trouble is a part of the world. And when he overcame the world, he overcame trouble also. And if you are in him, because he overcame trouble, it means you can overcome trouble in him. And in him only. It's the only way it's going to work. If we remain in Jesus, although trouble attacks, it's going to attack. It's going to bring his buddies with him. He's going to attack. Trouble is going to listen to what you say. But you know that Satan, a lot of times, he attacks us based on what comes out of our mouth. We tell him what our weaknesses are. Out of our mouth. That's why the Bible says that death and life is in the power of the tongue. And when you tell him your weakness, here comes trouble to attack your weakness. Y'all still with me? But regardless of how it comes, as long as we stay in Jesus, because Jesus says, in me, we will be able to overcome it. Why? Because it does not matter how big trouble is, how wide, how small, how tall, God is bigger and stronger. And when you are in Christ Jesus, you are bigger and stronger. The Bible says I can do all things through Christ, not without him. Have I lost anybody this morning? Amen. Amen. When you remain in Jesus, and there are things going on in this world, in your life, you will be able to live in peace while everybody else around you is living in panic. I don't know what's going on. And you can just be like, I'm in Jesus. I'm not worried about it. Oh, did you see the news? Did you see EPS? Oh, CNN, I ain't worried about CNN. CNN just let me know what's going on, but I know who I am in. I'm not in CNN. I'm in Jesus. Y'all still with me this morning? Hallelujah. See, we have to understand, Jesus already told us that God loves us, Christians, and he wants us to be in peace. Not just sometimes, but all of the time. He wants us to be in peace all of the time. And listen to this, because we're in this world, trouble's going to come. Christians, don't you know that trouble's going to come whether you're in peace or not? Trouble don't care what kind of condition you're in. He's coming. You know, in the book of Job, when Job lost all his stuff, his family, you know what Job said in verse 26? He says, I had no peace. I had no safety. I had no rest. But yet trouble came. I mean, trouble came anyway. He said he was not in peace. He said, I didn't have any of that stuff. And trouble still came. So what I'm trying to get you to see is whether you're in peace or not, trouble's still going to come. Because trouble's not, I mean, he don't care. Don't care what your rank is. Does not care how long you've been saved. Does not care what your title is in the church. Does not care how much money you have in your pocket. Trouble does not care. All trouble wants to do is to attack you, to try to destroy you, to turn you away from Jesus, to turn you away from the Word, so it can control us Christians. But Jesus said, don't worry about it. As long as you're in me, you can have peace. Are y'all still with me? Amen. As long as you're in Jesus, when it comes, we can overcome it. Why? Because Jesus is overcoming. Amen. Jesus tells us, in me you have peace. In John 15, I'm not going to go there for the second time. Jesus tells us to abide in me, and I in you. The word abide means to remain. He says, without me, you can do nothing. John 15, I'm not going there for the second time. Stay in me. He says, stay in me. Because when you try to deal with it by yourself, it will tear you apart. How many of you know there are two different kinds of peace? There is the God kind of peace and the world kind of peace. The God kind and the world kind. Just like there's the God kind of faith and the world kind of faith. What's the difference, Pastor? Well, let me tell you what the difference is. And then we will know which kind of peace, what kind of peace we operate in. Because people always, the peace of God. But you have to know the difference. I have to know the difference because if not, I would not know which peace I'm operating in. So there's the world kind, and then there's the God kind. But let me talk about the world kind first. The world kind always deals with the mind. You know how people say, man, I just want to have a peace of mind. See, but the world kind of peace cannot handle adversity. I mean, the world kind of peace is at peace until something happens. And all of a sudden, when something happens, you're not at peace anymore. People going through things, a lot of times, the first thing they do is grab their head. Why? Because the mind is on the inside of your head. Oh, I'm resting. But how many of you know that the God kind of peace, it's not focused on the mind, it's in the heart. Because the Bible says, confess with your mouth and believe in your what? Heart. That God raised Jesus from the dead and thou shalt be saved. So the God kind of peace is always focused on the heart. So when I'm operating in the God kind of peace, once again, it doesn't matter what's going on in my life, in this world, I'm still at peace. You know, people be like, I mean, people just be panicking. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. What you going to do? What you need to do is just put your faith in God. That's all you got to do. He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. So no matter what happens, and this is, I'm just trying to help all of us, including me, the words for me also, no matter what happens, because sometimes peace will sneak up on you. Trouble will sneak up on you. If I get to the scripture today, I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. It will sneak up on you. I mean, everything is good, all of a sudden, out of nowhere. And listen, because, you know, we just go through the day, sometimes we might not be prepared for it. And it comes out of nowhere and catches us off guard. Catches us off guard. I'm not talking about G-U-A-R-D. I'm talking about catches us from focusing on God. Instead, we're focusing on the things of the world. And here comes peace. Trouble. Take all these steps trying to make me fall. Trouble. Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen, amen. But with the God kind of peace, listen, it is unshakable and unmovable. It's Brandon, what song is that we used to sing sometime when it has like unshakable and immovable in it? What song is it? Unshakable, unmovable. You are God alone. Unshakable. Amen. The God kind of peace is unshakable. Doesn't matter what's happening around you, you still at peace. You don't stay up all night worrying. Because the Bible says God never sleeps nor slumbers. And if he's sleeping, I don't need to be awake. Or if he's awake, I don't need to be asleep. Sometimes we try to make God go to sleep so we can stay awake. No. You go to sleep. Let God stay awake. Are y'all still with me? Amen. Only the God kind of peace can overcome trouble. Only the God kind. Okay, I'm going to show you a scripture. I know it's been a while. Go to Colossians. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. Only the God kind of peace can withstand trouble. If you're at peace and something happens and then you start to panic, guess what? That's not the God kind of peace. You're operating in the wrong kind. Because Jesus said trouble is going to come. But in me, you might have peace. In the world, you're going to have trouble. But although you're in the world, as long as you're in Jesus, you still have peace. But if somebody's in the world and not in Jesus, they're going to have trouble. In other words, trouble is going to overcome them. Are y'all still with me? Look at Colossians chapter 3. Talk about the God kind of peace. The Apostle Paul is talking to the church at Colossae. He said, let's start with verse 12 just for the sake of it. He said, put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Forbearing one another, verse 13, and forgiving one another if any man have a quarrel against any. Even as Christ forgave you, so also you do the same thing. Verse 14 says, and above all these things, put on love. Excuse me, King James says charity, that means love. That means agape, the God kind of love. Put on love, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the what? Who? Notice what the Bible did not say. Notice it did not say, and let the peace. It said the peace of who? It's very specific on what kind of peace that we need to let. Very specific. Because there's another kind of peace that can't stand up against trouble. He said, let the peace of God rule. Where? In your hearts. Notice it didn't say in your mind. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to thee which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. And then it says, let the what? I love that right there. Let the word of who? Dwell in you. How? In all wisdom, teaching, and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Don't you know when you don't have peace in your heart, it's hard to sing to the Lord. People come to church when they have peace. They happy. Jesus, you're my firm foundation. I know you can stand on me, but I get it. You know, Jesus. But when they have trouble, Jesus, you're my firm foundation. What happened to your joy? Didn't the Bible say the joy of the Lord is your strength? Why are we allowing trouble to steal our joy? Y'all still with me? See, Satan didn't want me to finish in Colossians, but I'm going back to it anyway. Look what the Bible says. It says, and let the peace of God rule in your heart. Let the word of God dwell in you. So the peace of God lines up with the word of God. It lines up. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. What did Christ say? In me, you may have peace. That's the word of Christ. That's what he said. Y'all saw it. It was in red. So the peace hath to rule in my heart, because that's where the peace of God dwells. Are y'all still with me? That's where the word of God should be stored, in our hearts. Where the peace is stored at. You know, the 119th Psalm, King David said, I will store the word in my heart. In my heart, before I store that. Matter of fact, let's go there, because y'all looking at me like y'all got baptized in some pickle juice. Let's go to Psalm. This pastor just said it years ago, man. I still remember that. The 119th Psalm. The 119th Psalm. Amen. 119th Psalm. Hallelujah. The peace of God. 119th Psalm. Amen. Amen. Look at what King David said here in the 119th Psalm. Look at verse 11. Are y'all there yet? He said, thy word have I hid in mine what? Heart, so that I might not sin against thee. The word in his heart. The word in his heart. You know, in Romans chapter 10, verse 8, the Bible says, the word is near thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart. This is the word of faith that we preach. That's what Paul said there. In your heart. So the word and the peace of God should be stored in the same place. Because they work hand in hand. Because Jesus says, in me, you may have peace. Not the world kind, but the God kind. Are y'all still with me? Amen. See, the world kind of peace is not stored in the mind, because the world kind of peace is greater than the mind. Because, see, the reason why it's stored in the heart is because Satan attacks the mind. Because the mind is the arena of faith, I like to say. That's where the battle takes place. That's where the troubles affect you in your mind. So you can have peace in your mind, and then when trouble comes, trouble will move that peace out of the way to occupy your mind. But when it's stored in your heart, the trouble can't mess with the peace in your heart, because your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit resides in your heart. And trouble don't want nothing to do with the Holy Spirit. He wants to take care of you. So he wants you to keep the peace here instead of in your heart. I'm talking about spiritual heart, not the one that pumps blood. Are y'all still with me? The peace of God. The peace of God. Not the world can. The peace of God. That we can only experience by being in Jesus. Are y'all still with me? See, I mentioned earlier that trouble comes in many sizes and shapes and forms. I named all the different forms and people, person, place, thing. So to us, we see different sizes. You know, you might have, child, I had a little bit of trouble this morning. No. See, so we categorize trouble. Man, I had a lot of trouble. I had a lot of things going on this morning. But how many of you know that it may be different sizes to us, but to God, it's the same size? Because, as I've already said, God is bigger than any trouble that we can face. God can make our troubles have trouble. That's the kind of God that we serve. Y'all still with me? But no matter how it comes, it can't stand up against God. Talking about trouble. If it can't stand up against God in Christ Jesus, it can't stand up against you. See, Jesus said, he told the disciples, once again, he said, in me, you may have peace. Now, I know Jesus said a lot of bold things. But how can he say that? Don't you know, Christians? See, that's why we have to study the word of God to show ourselves approved. Don't you know that the Bible says that Jesus is the Lord of peace? That's why he can say, in me you may have peace, because he's the Lord of peace. And not only is he the Lord of peace, he's the Lord of lords. And he's the King of kings. Don't you know that when you are studying the Word of God, you can find something to connect to anything that you study? See, some people don't like to research. You can research and find, you know, because we can never get enough of the Word. You know, I've been doing this for like, I've been in the ministry since 1993, 94, and I still run across scriptures I've never even seen before. Perhaps you remember, you haven't read the whole Bible? Look, anybody can read. But then we stop to study and meditate. Somebody can read a book today and forget everything they read tomorrow. Are y'all still with me? But Jesus is the Lord of peace. That's why he can say, in me you may have peace. The world is not the Lord of peace. That's why he said, in the world you're going to have tribulation. Jesus is the Lord of peace. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. I don't have time to go there today. Read it yourself. 2 Thessalonians, write it down. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is the Lord of peace. Y'all still with me? So if Jesus is the Lord of peace, okay, when trouble attacks me, all we have to do is just call on Jesus, call on God. Because it's the peace of God that delivers us from the trouble or help us to deal with it until it runs its way out of our case, runs its course out of our way, because I've already said, whether you have peace or not, you're still going to have trouble. Are y'all still with me? So what do we need to do? Get in Christ Jesus. Get in the secret place of God. The place where anybody can't go without accepting Jesus. The secret place. I'm almost done. I got 13 minutes. I want you to go to the 91st Psalm. The 91st Psalm. 91st Psalm. When you get there, say amen. The peace of God. There's another verse in Philippians chapter 4, I think around verse 7. Say, the peace of God that passes all understanding. Somewhere in that area. I know it's Philippians 4. I think it's verse 7. You can look it up when you get home. Amen. Give you some Bible study to do during the week. I want you to go to the 91st Psalm. When trouble try to overtake you, you have to know who you are in Christ Jesus. And we need to know where we need to go. The 91st Psalm. The 91st Psalm. Are you there yet? Are you still? Some people be turning it. You there? Yeah, amen. It's okay. I'm going to wait on you. I had all day. No, I don't. No, stay focused. Look at the Bible saying in the 91st Psalm. It said, he. I like to put my name down. I like to put my name right there. Ron. Ron that dwelleth. I know Ron is not in your Bible, but I'm just putting my name in my Bible. Ron that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. In him. He says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom will I trust. Surely, somebody say surely, surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the nonsense pestilence. He shall cover me with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall thou be a shield and a buckler. He shall cover thee with his feathers and under his wings. Don't you know when God covers you under his wing, you are in him? Good God Almighty. I might just stay like this for the rest of the day. You're in him. If we are in Christ, he said, in me you might have peace. Why would we want to be outside of him? I'll tell you why. Because people operate in the wrong kind of peace. Because they confess one thing out of their mouth, and then they get into the wrong peace. The peace of God. Trouble's going to come. But if you're in the peace of God, you're going to be okay. I could keep reading this. Amen. Let's go. He said, go all the way down to verse 7. It said, 1,000 shall fall at thy side when I'm in the secret place of God, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near me. Do you remember when we first started and I talked to you about all the forms that trouble come in? You know, stress, distress, come on, hear me out. Y'all forgot? Let me go back and read it again. In other words, when you're in God and that trouble come, all those things will fall by your side. They cannot enter into the presence of God. And when you're in his wings, they see you and they come to you and they just have to fall by your side. Why? Because you are protected by the Most High God. The God of peace. Doesn't matter what's happening around you, what the circumstances are, you are protected. Amen, amen, amen. You know, I told you earlier that sometimes it catches you off guard. And if you read in Kings, it caught Elijah off guard. I mean, he had this thing with Baal, you know, if Baal be God, serve him. If God be God, serve him. He laughing at the people that killed the prophets. And all of a sudden, he find out that Jezebel want to kill him, you know, when in his weakest moment, and he was having trouble. And he went here in the cave. But although, listen to this, although he was hiding in the cave, God was still there. The Bible said the angel came and gave him God's word. There's another verse in the Bible say he sent his word to heal thee. The word. You got to stay in the word. Are y'all still with me? So trouble will try to sneak up on you. But it doesn't matter how it comes, as long as you're in God, you can overcome it. Are y'all still with me? Amen. You can overcome it. Why? In Jesus. Now, before I close, I have 8 minutes and 14 seconds. I want to talk a little bit about calmness in the peace, calmness in the storm. And I want to talk about someone that many of us are very familiar with, and his name is David. You know, the one that was after God's own heart. A lot of times when people think about David, they think about Bathsheba. Listen, forget Bathsheba. The man made a mistake like many of us do all the time. So we can't focus on that. We got to focus on where his heart was. Y'all still with me? Are y'all still with me? Amen. So I want to go over to the book of Samuel for the next 7 minutes. I have more, but, you know, amen, amen, amen. I want to go over to 1 Samuel chapter 17, because all of these people were having troubles in their heart because they found out that there was a giant named Goliath that wanted to destroy all of them. In other words, I believe they had trouble, because as I said before, trouble comes in many shapes and sizes. How many know Goliath was a big guy? Big size guy. But like I said before, doesn't matter what shape, size, how big, how small, God is still bigger. Are y'all still with me? So in 1 Samuel chapter 17 is where I want to start at. Because they worry, they're concerned about what's going on. And the Bible tells us that King David just happened to go to where they were. I'm going all the way over to verse 28. And they told King David, what you doing here? The only reason why you came here is because you want to be nosy. In verse 28. In other words, they told him, the only reason why you came here is because you want to see the battle. I mean, who cares why he came there? They were afraid. He said he wanted to see the battle. Look at what David told them in verse number 31. He says, and when the words were heard which David spoke, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for David. And David said to Saul, Now notice all these people were taller and bigger than David was. I mean, he was a little boy. I mean, they was like grown-ups. They'd been Christians for a long time. They weren't Christians. I just used that. Just to say, it doesn't matter how long you've been saved, trouble's gonna come. David's a little boy, you know, taking care of the fields, taking care of the, you know, the sheep, this and that, meditating on the Lord. But he showed up. They said, "You just here to hear what's going on." The Bible says, Saul said to David in verse 33, "You're not able to go up against that Philistine to fight with him." He said, "David, you can't go up against that." How many of you know that Saul told David the truth? David was not able to do it. But God is able. And David is able through God. See, he said, "You're not able to go up." Christians, how many of you know that you're not able to face that trouble without being in Christ Jesus? Because he is able. We are able in him. Are y'all still with me? Now stay with me now. Stay with me. Stay with me. I'm good. I'm good. Amen. He said, "You're not able." He said, but you only been saved for 3 weeks. I mean, how many of you know when you were in Christ Jesus, no matter how long you've been saved, you can still deal with that trouble? You don't even have a title, David. You're just a little sheep boy. Amen. Once again, okay, I'm going to get back to what it really says. Amen. And Saul said to David in verse 33, "Thou art not able to go up against the Philistines to fight with him, for you are but a little youth, and he a man of war from his youth." Me and always going by saying, "I'm a man. Why aren't you taking care of your family?" Oh, amen, amen, amen. And I'm getting back to David. Amen, amen, amen. And David said to Saul, I mean, I believe that David was even looking up to Saul, because I think Saul was probably taller than David. I believe he was. David looking up to this guy who supposed to have more status than he had. See, sometimes you got to look up to people, but you can't look up to people and put them on a pedestal. You have to look up to people and say, "Yeah, you might have got to that level, but guess what? God can raise me higher." Are y'all still with me? Amen, amen. See, there's so many lessons when you study the Word of God. Don't just read what it says. You know, let the Holy Spirit minister to you so you can minister to others. Anyway, amen, amen, amen. David said to Saul, look at here, Saul. He said, "The servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion. And there came a bear. And took a lamb out of the flock." David's job was to protect the lamb. Jesus said, "If you love me, feed my sheep." Okay, I'm getting back to this. Amen. He says, "And I went out after the lion, the bear, and killed him, and delivered the sheep or the lamb out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and I killed him and slew him." Talking about the lion. "Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised, unsaved Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing that he has defiled the army of the living God." See, once again, when you're in Christ Jesus, it does not matter how big or how small your troubles are. You still have the victory over them in him. Are y'all still with me? See, David said moreover in verse 37, "The Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Hey, buddy, you go ahead. You go. You go, man. You go, boy. Go and the Lord be with you." Christians, now I'm getting ready to close this message, but notice what David did not say. Notice David did not say, "Lions and tigers and bears, oh my." He didn't care. because he knew that he was in God. And he knew if God delivered him out of that, God will deliver him over the giant. See, Christian, sometimes you got to think back. You don't want to go back, but you want to. Sometimes you have to think about some things that you went through one time in your life. And you have to think about who delivered you. You have to think about if God delivered you out of that, if God delivered you out of that trouble, if God delivered you out of that trouble, wouldn't make us think he cannot deliver us out of any trouble that comes our way. See? David remembered the lion. I mean, here they are, they're talking to David. They say, yeah, you know, you're too small. You can't do this. You can't. And David said, wait a minute. Let me reflect on the goodness of the Lord. When I didn't have any money, he provided for me. When they told me that job was mine, he gave me the job. When they stabbed me behind my back, now they're calling on me to help them out. Are y'all still with me? When trouble came, I overcame the trouble. I didn't worry about what the world said. I didn't worry about what the man said. I didn't care about what they said. I kept my faith in God. And because of that, David went and slew that old Goliath. I can see Goliath standing there looking at David, that big trouble looking at you and saying, what you going to do now? But when you're in Christ Jesus, all you have to do is call his name. Because the Bible says demons tremble at the sound of their name. And you just hold your ground. Because trouble might come. But when God speaks, it has to go. Somebody stand to your feet and give God a hand praise because he's worthy.